We didn't know nothing about a car because he had transferred back and forth to town in wagons and horses.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so we had to go and horse. A lot of times we'd go to there and be rain. We had a something like a top pool where we'd go up the cotton. We'd out in the cotton fields. And we made something like a tent over our wagon so we could be under there and be dry if it had the rain. And that's the way we travel, you know.
Uh-huh.
They had hitch racks in town then. You could drive up to, you know, and tie your horses or mules or whatever you was riding or driving. Had hitch racks, what they called back then, those days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we traveled when it was bad.
When it was bad.
Uh-huh. Of course, now, when we was on, when I was about nine, yeah, I was about 9 years old. Yeah, the first kind I chopped.
Oh,
when we went out shopping by the day, and I made a dollar a day. That's less than I've chopped for.
Uh-huh.
A dollar a day, because my mother said she had chopped for 50 cents a day.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the least that I chopped for was a dollar a day. So then growing up, older, you know, see, how old was I? About 14, I guess. You chopped in, the cotton was a dollar and a half a day, but now you had chopped from sun to sun.
Mm.
All day long.
From sun to sun.
Mm-hmm. You got off at 12 and you went back at 1. And that day, see, they had bells. The bell was rang for 12 o'clock and for 1 o'clock for you go back to work.
You get off to eat and then come back?
Yeah, you got off. They gave you 1 hour.
Kind of.
And so you got 1 hour and come back and work, you know.
Yes,
and from sun to sun, that's where you worked. And they'd ring bells about 4 o'clock early in the morning. That was waking you up, you know.
Oh.
So you wake up, but now these days they don't have nothing like that. You don't have no bells. Back then, old day, they even rung out church bells, you know.
Yes.
Rang out church bells around 8:30 every morning on a Sunday morning. You'd get ready for Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
And at 9 o'clock, they rang that bell again at church. Mm-hmm. That's where the people come on to Sunday school.
Well, now, mm-hmm. when you would be growing up out there, did they have schools and things out
there?
Oh,
yeah, they had schools, but we lived quite a distance from school.
Back
then, we had to walk about 5 miles to school. Oh. 5 miles each way.
Did
but
you
know,
walk that far to school?
Oh yeah, you'd walk that far. Now they had summer schools when I was growing up, and they had summer schools whilst I was growing my family too.
Uh-huh. Oh, they did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But see, they didn't have to walk like I did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My older children did, but my younger children didn't have to.
Well, now how long a time would the school go on? How many months of the year did they have school back then?
Well, they call us as having 9 months, and I guess it were because in the summertime, they would have July, must have been about the 4th of July on until about the, they'd have 1 month. That's what, 1 month or 6 weeks, something like that, in the summertime. Then they'd go to school until sometime in September. And then it'd open up again in November.
Oh, like that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Then school gone then until May.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it went.
Mm-hmm.
Gone then until May.
Mm-hmm.
That all the men should give the children time to pick cotton or help chop cotton.
Mm-hmm.
You see, back then those days. So that's where we went to school, but we didn't have no heat like they have it now. The boys had to cut the wood, and different ones, men would haul that wood there like you'd have a child coming there.
Oh.